Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Anna.Prime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls on your calendar without having to hire some expensive marketing agency or hire an appointment setter, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Kelly Watts. Kelly.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. She has been helping tired women who want to leave teaching start a coaching business using their transferable skills by getting started in coaching.
That's right.
So, Kelly, welcome to Basic Business AI.
That's great. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited and looking forward to this chat because there's so much I want to learn from you as well.
Excited for you to be here. So, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Of late, so whereas people at the beginning were using ChatGPT and very much copy and pasting and using it a lot, you can see how it's developing a lot more. So people are using it more in their posts and using it to generate other parts of their business now. So it's a great tool. It's never a replacement for us, and AI will never be a replacement for a human. But it's just evolving so much, and it can be really helpful for your business, but it's got to be used in the right context. You've got to learn how to do it properly. And like I said, it's going to be the future going forward. Everything is going to be AI run. We still need that human touch behind it and in front of it. We still need a human either side. But I think going forward, it is going to be the future. So I think if you want your business to grow, you do need to start jumping on, not necessarily with the trend, because obviously we want to be, trendsetters, not trend followers. But we do need to start looking at how we can use it to revolutionize our businesses and push them going forwards, because you're going to fall behind otherwise.
Yeah, and I think that you mentioned a few important points here. AI is just a tool. AI needs the human touch. AI is great for identifying patterns, and it's great for brainstorming and giving us ideas, but it will never have the human creativity. Like the input that we give it is the output that it gives us.
Yeah, it's just a prompt, not a replacement. So it's great if you're feeling stuck, you can talk to it. But even if you use it well enough for it to sound like you can still read a ChatGPT post a mile off when you use it. So it's great, but it's still not quite there, if you know what I mean, with keeping up with the human side of it. So we got to be careful. Again, we don't rely too much on it, because we'll get stuck too much in this world and we're going to come away from the human side. It's going to be too robotic. So although it's great, like I said, it's prompting, we shouldn't generally fully replace everything with it. We still need to do our research. We still need to be out there. We still need to use those words of other people, of humans, not just, like I said, although it can come up and do your research like that for you, it doesn't replace that human touch.
Exactly. You know, I have this on my ChatGPT. We talk every day. We're best friends. And I have this thread where I have it trained to talk like me because I tend to go into rabbit holes. I think I mentioned this a couple of times in the show. People should be aware of that. But I go to ChatGPT and tell it my spiel. And then I'm like, all right, put it in my voice, but like simplify it because I probably went through a rabbit hole. I tend to not be able to go from point A to point B. I go point A, 8.1, 8.2, and then go point B. And then ChatGPT does a great job of simplifying what I say. and organizing it better. And even though I've trained it with my voice and my tone and my style, it's not quite there. Like I
Yeah.
read it, I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. But it like you need a little extra, and then it's for me to iterate. So back to what you said, yes, it's not a replacement, it's a really good tool for you to use. And you can train it however you want, but it's always going to need those tweaks from a human.
Yeah. I've noticed how much, like, when I started my business last year and I hadn't really, I've heard of ChatGPT, but I hadn't really heard or because I'm a bit of a technophobe, so it does take me longer to jump on trends. But going forwards, I know I need to embrace them whilst they're coming out in order for me to grow. So, but I noticed the difference in like when I first discovered ChatGPT and it was great. And then I just noticed how much it has changed since then, how much it does sound more like me, but it's still not me, if you know what I mean. I don't think it, people might say, oh, I've got to train like me. I never think it can fully be, it might be as well as, but I think you can still, it's still not that human voice in it. And the one disappointing thing I find about ChatGPT is, especially on LinkedIn, people use AI to generate their comments. And honestly, it gives so many people the ick. And it just on things like comments and conversations, that has to be human. You can't use a robot to build your relationships because you're not building a genuine relationship with your potential future clients. That can't be robotic. That's just lazy and is never going to replace that human touch because you can't genuinely build that relationship. And they stand a mile off. And if you can't be bothered to talk to someone and build a relationship, why should they work with you if you can't, if you're getting a robot to build a genuine connection? Because they're connecting with the robot, not with you. So I think it's a long way off. I get it for things like Messenger, your chat bots, your automatic reply. That's great when you're, you know, someone is joining your group or you've got a boot camp or some sort of program going on. It's great to do all that automation for you, but I think that's about as far as it goes because that's like an out of office. But then actual commenting and sharing, and a lot of people are in agreement. You can see it a mile off. It's not genuine. And why should people build and chat with you when you're getting a robot to do it for you? It's like you can't be bothered to build that relationship. So why should they come back at you?
I have mixed feelings about that. I agree on the part of people that are using robots to engage on their Facebook, because I've seen those comments. You post something and then the robot is just commenting and not even giving anything of value there. It's just like, oh, that's such a great, amazing idea. And the language that they use, revolutionize and dive deeper on the whatever, right? And you can tell that it's AI
Yeah.
because number one, it uses weird language. Number two, it sounds like AI because it's like
It sounds like
awkwardly.
a machine. It sounds robotic. Even though you're reading it, it
It's
reads robotic.
awkwardly happy, and also it provides no value. Like some of those comments are borderly dumb.
Yeah.
So yes, I agree with you on the part of like, why would you let a robot reply to a comment that you don't even know exists? Like at least take a little bit of time to go read the comment and then, okay, ask the robot to help you. And then tweak it to sound like you, and just like maybe that would be more meaningful
Yeah, it should
than
be part
just.
of our values. You know, you're not giving, you're not being you, you're not giving. If your values are to be honest and genuine, well, you've already scrapped your values from the start. So it's, you know, it's very dishonest as well if people might not realize it is ChatGPT. But sometimes I've seen some of the posts, I'm like, I haven't got a clue what you're saying. I just
Yeah.
don't get what they've like. I don't understand it. I'm like, I don't know what you mean. Like, and
Yeah, exactly. Do
so.
it's those robots that read the comments without even you even knowing, and they just comment some nonsense just because for the sake of engagement. But it's not authentic engagement. It's not meaningful engagement. It's just like for the sake of engagement. And maybe it works for some people, but there's going to be a time, and I don't think that it's far away from now, that the social platforms are going to start getting rid of those because it's killing it.
Yeah.
Now, on the other side, I think that robots are really good at identifying patterns. So if there's some repetitive tasks or repetitive information or questions that you need to reply to, a robot is really good to go and reply to those questions. And maybe not like a canned question, but to give meaningful advice, to be a helpful guide. So, you know, it's the two sides of the coin.
Yeah.
The one that is not bringing value because it's just a comment that you don't even know. And then the other one that is bringing value because you trained it specifically for that. So I get what you mean. And that's why I have mixed feelings about that. But Kelly, tell me some practical applications that you use for your business in AI.
So again, I use ChatGPT as things like prompts or ideas to if I'm doing some sort of training. And sometimes it's just that, just to reiterate what you've written, you know you're going down the right path. So I've just recently created a LinkedIn training. So it's like leverage LinkedIn. So literally it's going behind the scenes explaining where everything is on LinkedIn for people new to it. So it's not so corporate and scary. So I created it and then I asked ChatGPT certain things about LinkedIn. And it was like for me, validation, yeah, what I've written is correct as such on it. So I use it for things like that. Sometimes I use it instead of Google because it can be quicker and straight to the point. So I think Google do have a bit of competition there. It's almost like Google on speed, ChatGPT. So it's almost like it's, ooh, you know, it's been on coffee all night. So I find I use it because it's quicker, more direct. Like I said, robotic, it's got that function. So for me, if I'm thinking about business things or my posts or my next content plan, it comes up with lots of ideas. So I'll ask for different ideas for me and then I'll take what I like and then put my spin on it, if you know what I mean. So, but like I've noticed like in Canva, because I use Canva a lot for my to create my posts, that you've got the start of AI in there. I haven't looked at it properly. So when I have used it, it's been nowhere near what my mind is expecting it to come up with. So, but I just haven't explored it enough to really look into it. But yeah, I like I said, going forward, there's going to be lots more AI going forward. Like I said, on the social media platforms, I hope it's scrapped because I can't see, obviously, it's probably been taken out of context what he was created for. And I think it's gone too far ahead in the fact that the platforms probably thought people would jump on it, but we're not there. It's replacing the humankind too much. Maybe in 20 years' time, but I think it's gone too far ahead of what they thought it would be used for the time being. I think they thought people would have jumped on a lot more for commenting, but they're realizing we still like that human connection because we still need that human connection until we're walking around with robots, you know, cue Terminator, until we're living in that life. I think there's a place for it and a certain place isn't creating your comments.
Totally right. I'm gonna say this. If you're gonna use a robot to engage with the people, just train it right. Just make it make meaningful comments and valuable conversations. So, Kelly, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
So I help tired women who want to leave teaching. They don't want to retrain. Don't want to have to go back to uni. I show them how they've got these incredible skills as a teacher, as a mum, how they can just run with it and create a coaching business so they can eventually leave teaching.
Awesome. Where can people find you?
So I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Kelly Watts on LinkedIn, and I don't write AI comments. And I'm also on Instagram and Kelly Watts Coaching, and I'm on Facebook, Kelly Watts as well. So I'm happy to connect with anyone. If you're there, if you're ready, if life's too short, you're ready for a change, you're ready to change your life, just say yes now and learn how to do it tomorrow.
Great. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Kelly Watts, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does by visiting her on Facebook or LinkedIn, Kelly Watts, or on Instagram, Kelly Watts Coaching. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI, so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for our future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. If you need a more robust system, conversational funnels should be done. Might do the work. Should do the work. Oh my gosh. See you next time on Basic Mrs. AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.